You like that sound, don't you?
I love that sound.
You know what that sound is?
Pegging with Paul.
It's shuffling cards, so that means it's Pegging with Paul. I'm your host, Matthew James Grenier. Actually, I'm not the host. I'm the co-host. The host is Paul Tiberius Unger, the man with the least amount of hair but the most amount of brains. You're only one of the few people I can talk to who's got less hair than me. There's very few in the world.
It's just the way the light hits the top of my head. Actually, I have a full of bushy hair.
Is your hair translucent?
It is.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Third alien. Remember that movie, Paul? That's based on me.
You say you're part alien? I was going to say, like, we're talking species, but I forgot. There is a movie called Paul.
It literally is.
About aliens. That's crazy. Yes, welcome to our newest episode. We are shooting live on location in our local Starbucks because it's one of the few places they won't kick us out of.
Are we taking them right now? Is that so?
I mean, they're nice enough to let us be here, I guess. I mean, they're much nicer than the Wisconsin Athletic Club that kicked us out just because we were playing in the sauna. Like, that's weird.
And our clothes were off. I mean,
you're supposed to get your clothes off in the sauna.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got bad looks, but yeah. Who cares?
Whatever. So we're here to play Cribbage. So if you haven't played Cribbage before, or you haven't listened to us before, Cribbage is a great game that great people play. You play with a deck of cards, a board, and pegs, and holes. Basically, that is you need to score 121 points before the person in front of you scores 120 points. You ask, how do you do that? Simple. You need cards that add up to 15. You do pairs, three of a kinds, four of a kinds, runs.
And your favorite.
Flushes. And then there's a couple weird things like knobs and heels like that. Those are some crazy weird rules that get thrown in there. But there's basically two asks. You deal the cards. We take two cards from away from the crib. That's a bonus hand for the dealer. We count back and forth up to 31. That is the counting points of the hand. The pegging points of the hand.
There you go.
And then the deck of our hands are done. We count our hands, which is called the counting hand. It's pretty complicated for no apparent reason.
It's easy to learn.
Easy to learn, though. But what's the best part of the game?
Cards?
No.
I'm kidding. It's the conversation.
It's 100% the conversations. Me and Paul have known each other now for 20 plus years. And I think I know him better than most people. But like, through this game, realize I don't know him at all. He's a weird guy.
You think you know, but you don't.
I thought you were doing the...
I was doing
Edge from WWE.
Oh.
You think you know me. That's how it starts. Well...
Some of us
were cool in high school. Watched wrestling.
I watched wrestling. Rey Mysterio. I don't know. Is Rey Mysterio still in wrestling?
Yes. How do you know Rey Mysterio?
I love Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah, it is Rey Mysterio Jr. Yes. Yeah.
He was awesome. He was flipping around the ropes.
The ropes.
Jumping off, doing all these flips. Like he was like Black Widow almost. It was crazy.
Yeah, wrong. He still performs. His son, Don Mysterio, is super popular in the.
Okay. Does he have a daughter?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not like that knowledgeable. I really got back in wrestling last year.
She didn't
want
to go on the coat hair.
Coattails?
Coattails, thank you.
There we go.
I get out sometimes, so I can talk well.
So how we play this game and how this podcast works, though, is me and Paul are going to deal the hand out. We're going to ask each other a question. A bizarre question, and after hands on, we'll answer it so we can learn a little more about each other.
We have to answer Paul, it?
Yes. Paul has requested a special episode because we've done this before. Paul loves cartoons an unhealthy amount for a grown man.
I don't function unless I see a cartoon a day.
Is that true? Do you think you watch a cartoon every single day?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Before we start, what cartoons just are you like nowadays? Like, what are like the go tos you can watch no more?
Basically, what my kids watch.
Oh, okay. What do they do?
So we watch Big City Greens.
I don't know that.
That's a great show.
Okay.
It's very Green Acres.
But oh, okay.
For kids, okay. I guess you could say. Just the opposite. Farmland people going into the city.
Okay.
And then let's see, Gravity Falls.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, that's a good one. And they're into Pokemon, so Pokemon, I guess.
My niece and nephew like Pokemon. Did they watch X-Men 97?
No, I don't let them.
Well,
Henry maybe, but not Harris. It's, some of the stuff is pretty, there's a couple episodes, like, I don't remember it being this dark.
I agree with the creator, because my brother watched it, and he was like, it's just with his kids in it, and they're by the time they were 4 and 7, now they're 5 and 7. He said he wanted to make episodes that had big topics, so people have the. I think it's a good thing. Like I think we're talking about the Gambit episode.
Well, not so much the topics, just like some of the imagery. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that.
Well, I remember the creator this great thing that was about him. So he was 10 years old. He lived in Manhattan when 9/11 happened. And he said, like, he had never had any thought of, like, what that would exist. And since then, kids have to see this, it happens.
Yeah.
He wanted to have a safe spot, like, parents could talk about big topics that were with his kids.
Okay.
The kids would ask about it, and they could have, like, a way to, like, have this filter of the X-Men.
Right.
To, like, have big conversations in a smart, safe space.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That goes
you know, really, that episode is literally a mass terrorism attack, you know, like, yeah.
That goes very well with the whole world of X-Men, and...
Yeah.
There's always not hidden meaning, but there's a meaning behind it.
Yeah, I think it's always been a safe space for kids to explore those big topics.
Okay.
But yeah, actually, I get it. Some parents have not, but yeah, okay. I was trying to think myself what I've been watching, because I do watch animation. I know you watch South Park, though, too.
I do. I haven't watched it in a long time, but...
You didn't watch the Ozempic epic one?
It's because, I don't know, it's 9 o'clock, comes at night, and I'm just like, I'm
exhausted. Oh, do you have you don't have Paramount Plus?
I do.
And that's one way I watch it, yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of cartoons, but literally, I'm falling asleep in the middle of them. So I'm like, what?
I realize I've watched more animation this year I have in a while.
Because it's fun. It's great.
The show, those at home, the ones I watch is obviously Invincible. Love Invincible. So good.
They made Invincible?
Invincible with a Prime? Yeah, they have two seasons. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's maybe
TV. Is it MA?
Oh, it's the most... I assume you knew about this. It is by far the most MA show that's ever existed.
Oh, my God.
And, like, and it's from the writer of the original show, like, from Kirkman.
Yeah.
So they changed some things, but just made it better. Like, tightened it up, like, put a couple things around.
So did he give up on Walking Dead? It's like, yeah, we're done with this.
Well, that's been done for a while.
Is it?
Yeah.
I gave up after...
Yeah. Well, he also stopped working on it quite a while ago.
Oh, okay.
He's doing this. Invincible, X-Men 97, Hotel Hazbin... is so good. Also on Prime, it's the first animated thing from A24. Love it, but super inappropriate. It's Invincible was a. You know what it's about?
Not a clue.
It's a comedy. The animation style, I would say, closer to like Steven Universe.
Okay.
It's a full blown musical.
Okay.
It's a hard R, like the hardest, grossest, over the top, like South Park level, like saying inappropriate things. But it's basically about the daughter of the devil trying to rehab damned souls get to heaven. That's all it is. And it's like she's...
Okay.
Because she's been born and raised in hell, and she's never been a human. Like, she's just always in hell, so she kisses them family and wants them to have good lives. So it's trying to rehab them in this hotel. The Hotel Hazbin. And it's really, really... It's really good.
Well, maybe...
It's really good.
I have a question about that.
What?
I have a question similar.
And then the other show I'm watching was Demon Slayer this year. I'm watching Demon Slayer. And Lower Decks. Those are my shows.
Okay.
But yes. Oh, and Dragon Prince. I'm really excited about season
8. I saw your list. I tried to... cater to these questions off of that, but...
So, just so you know, that's the kind of stuff we're watching. This gets weird. So, Paul's going to deal first.
I am?
Yes, he is.
Should I shuffle them, or did you shuffle?
We shuffled quite a bit, yeah.
All right, I'm going to do the kids shuffle.
We're playing a beautiful set of cards here. It's called Bad Witch, playing cards by Michelle Lodge. I got these at Chicago Comic Con. They're like kind of a noir, witchy type of card. It's fantastic. All right... it's sad that I'm going to win so easily against you.
I dealt garbage to my hand. But I got 6 cards, and I'm going to put 2. Just 2?
Just 2 of the crew. With my 2 into my hand.
All right. There you go. 2 cards. Cut. Give me a jack. No, you gave me a 9 of diamonds.
All right.
What's the best diamonds,
I guess?
We
got a new question. So mine is, I want you to give me 4 cartoon characters, any cartoon characters.
Okay.
That, it's not a TV series. I don't want a movie. You know what? Screw it. Anything, any cartoon, to replace the Fantastic Four. So you gotta go find a new person to be Mr. Fantastic, new character to be the Thing, Visible and Human Torch. Who would be your new? They're filling in.
These always mess me up.
I know.
Is that your strategy? I did
2 right away like that after SR9. I just like
doing that. Alright, so Fantastic Four, new Fantastic Four, any characters?
Yeah, any characters.
Alright.
Like, who's the new Mr. Fantastic? You know, the big brain, you know, who's gonna. Who's going to be the enforcer, you know?
That's tough. All right. So I recently watched Reboot because you love it so much.
Well, I know it's going to be a little personal for our listeners, but I was at one of my favorite bars the other day, and we're talking about cartoons, and someone was, hey, you ever seen that show Reboot? And then the gentleman next to me said how it's one of the most overlooked and best cartoons, and he was like an animation nerd. Okay. And we talked about it for like 2 hours. It made me feel so happy.
So pause, put the brakes on there, because I recently watched it, and I was like, I can't even get through this first episode.
Oh, you're out of mind. It's fantastic.
I want you to tell me why you like the show so much in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Not a problem.
All right. So, I dealt, so you go first.
Yes. 7.
I'll lay a queen, 17.
25.
4, 29.
Go.
And I get a point because you can't go.
6.
16.
21, you got our 10? You're gonna make me look silly?
I do, a jack, so 2 points for 31.
And last card?
And last card for a third point. That's so why we call it pegging with Paul.
Yeah, no, you really are pegging. I have 8-7-6-5, and I was cut, so that's a 5-point run, plus a 15-2, 15-4-4-9.
I was going to say, it almost looked like a flush there, but...
I thought so. I was getting real excited.
I have a wonderful hand of queen-4, jack-jack, and a 9 cut. So we call that a 2-pointer?
2-pointer. Good.
Yeah.
After all your jacks. After all your pegging.
Well, that's what you do. You make up for the pegging with the crappy hand like that. All right. I have a king, queen, 7-3, so I'm going to say that's a 0 hand. Can I make anything out of this? No.
No, you have 0 hand.
Gosh, that's not how you want to start off.
All right, I'm going to answer your question, why did I love Reboot?
All right.
I'm going to phrase a thing. So, I grew up when there was, when like cartoons were like Saturday morning cartoons, right?
Okay.
We didn't have cable. Any of you did, there was just the Disney Channel, like, and Nickelodeon.
Oh, I love it. One Saturday morning. I love it.
So... you just watched every show,
yeah,
good or bad. So I watched a lot of Reboot just because it was on between X. It was on after Life of Louie, but before
Bump in the Night.
I don't know what that is.
It was on ABC. So ABC was.
So Reboot. I would go back. I was a Fox person mostly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some shows were Paul Miller, like Beetlejuice and Reboot, because at the time on Fox, Eek the Cat was on, and I hid Eek the Cat.
Oh, you didn't like the Thunderbirds? Not Thunderbirds. Thunder Lizards?
I don't know what we're talking about.
So Eek the Cat had the Cat, no. And then the second half was like Thunder Lizards, kind of like Garfield and Friends that had Acme Acres.
I like Garfield and Friends, I really did.
Yeah.
So I just didn't like Eek the Cat, so that just went over to Reboot.
Okay.
So just a little frame of reference. So I would say you're right. First 6 or 7 episodes are a little rough. Reason like it, it was one of the first shows in a while, maybe since Transformers, that got dark. People died and like permanently got killed off.
Okay.
And also, see, season 2 is like 10 times better than the first season.
Okay.
Like, dramatic. One of the best increases in season 1 and season 2 ever. They had a much bigger budget. There's actually a YouTube documentary about it. We're talking about the weirdness of Reboot.
Okay.
Different, like, they got a huge boost because it had decent ratings. The creator wanted a totally different tone of story.
Yeah.
And the ABC one lost a bunch of, like, creators to... the like burgeoning Cartoon Network that year.
Oh yeah.
So they were desperate for anyone to say, and they decided to say it, and so they gave a huge budget and let them just basically, they're like, these like Cartoon Network offering.
So it's completely different than
and
next
they
seasons.
And they basically just said, we'll let you do whatever you want. You're like 60 episodes to do whatever you want.
Okay.
That, so the first season is a lot more kid friendly, cute. It's dark. It's apocalyptic. It's existential. Like he realizes, because the character in the second, our main character, gets out to really realize that he lives in a computer. Realize like he's
so
like,
very Tron like.
It is 100% Tron.
Okay.
So the first season is a little rough, but it gets better. And I also like the dynamic. I've always loved the dynamic of like the not these force fed set of the little kid who kind of helps out the sidekick. He's our short round.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones kind of esque character who's smart and
Enzo.
Capable. Yeah, character, but he's like, he's capable, but he's kind of a goofball. And then, like, the smart, capable woman who's actually the real leader of the group, you know?
Okay.
She's our gadget. You know, she is, you know, our April O'Neil. Like,
Dot, is it?
Yeah. So, I like that dynamic. Okay. I was like, you know, so I like that. So, I mean, that carries me through the first season.
See, I didn't...
Season 2 has been 10 times better.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah, because I didn't get that far. I was like, I just...
So, there's... other than our three main characters, there's, like, a father figure, like her dad, like that.
Yeah, there's...
Season 2 starts with his death.
Oh,
permanent deletion, called deletion. And him trying to go to the real world to get it and realize once something's deleted from a hard drive, it's magnetic. Like, they kind of use, like, computer talk. Like, no, he's deleted. Forever.
Dead.
Yeah. Well, they don't say that because it's
yeah.
Things like that.
Okay.
It's a much different show. All
right. Fair enough. I'll try.
And to be honest, so, like, I'd watch a lot of it, and then all of a sudden, I was like, man, this has gotten good. Like it changed around.
Okay.
Because I think that first season's only, like, 13 episodes, and season 2 is, like, 60.
Well, I think it's on Tubi or Pluto, so I could definitely try it again. Maybe.
I mean, there's so much stuff out there that you need
can
to watch.
Can I skip all of season
1? 100%.
Okay.
Because, like, they don't... Nothing happens to someone really matters except for, like, the bad guy tries to do his plan and he stops him.
What's the guy's name again?
I forgot.
Isn't it, like, Mega...
It's Megabyte.
Megabyte. That's it. Yeah. Now, is that... Who does the voice of Mega Man? I was like, I know that voice.
It's Tim Curry.
Yes. Yeah. Tim Curry does a lot of voices. All right. My question.
Four characters in New Fantastic Four.
All right. So we're going to do The Thing as Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Sue Storm is Magica Dispel.
I don't know who that is.
You don't...
Oh, is that Darwin Duck?
No.
No,
that's
not.
Shame on you. If you like DuckTales this much, you should know.
I told you it's not my favorite of all three.
Okay, Magica Dispel is the witch in DuckTales that always tries to get Scrooge McDuck's number one dime.
Gotcha. Yes, you're right. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Man.
DuckTales that much.
My heart's
broken. I haven't watched DuckTales since I was a kid.
All right. Well, you should because it's a great show.
There's new shows. I don't need to rewatch them.
I only watch old shows.
I know. Okay. Who's your Johnny Star?
So what did I do? I did Sue Storm, Denver the Dinosaur. What's his name?
Reed
Richards is going to be... I had it and I just lost it. Oh, his name is Stan from Gravity Falls.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely works with... If you watch Gravity Falls, you'll understand. Or no, Stan's brother, I should say.
Yeah.
And then who's left? Oh, Johnny. Johnny Storm. Johnny Storm's going to be Speed Racer.
I didn't really like many of your picks. That's a great Johnny Storm. Johnny Storm.
Thank you.
I was just doing my excitement. The only one I could think of in my head was my Reed Richards would be Gear from Static Shock.
Okay.
Because I like a gadget kind of guy, building stuff, smart guy. But I was trying to think of Johnny Storm too. I was like, I can't think of a Johnny Storm. Because you wanted to be
Racer X, maybe?
Speed Racer, man. That's a great call.
All right. And I realize this card in my hand is not going to do a run. I thought it was a number, but it's not that number. I don't like that. Okay. So I have to give you cards?
Yeah, that's how the game works.
All right. Give you those. Okay. So, next questions?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Just, you don't have to go crazy or your reasons why. What are your three favorite cartoon series that originally were movies? Like the ones like, you know, that was a big fad in the 90s. Like,
three cartoons that were movies. Okay.
And then they became shows. They became series.
Okay. Yeah, because they did that a lot.
There's a lot of them.
Late 90s, 2000s?
Yeah. From like 93 to like 2003. They were like.
And they only lasted a couple seasons.
Oh, there was Starship Trooper, there was Godzilla, there was Robocop, there was Batman, there was like just a thousand. Sometimes they work out. Sometimes you get Batman the animated series, and sometimes you get like. I've not watched it, but supposedly the Starship Trooper show is fantastic. They build its lore up.
I didn't
even
know.
It went for like five seasons. So much so when UPN went out of business.
Five seasons?
When UPN went like up and they emerged, they got rid of all the animation.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network picks. No, it's Nickelodeon picked it up.
Wow.
Yeah, supposedly it's great.
Okay.
Supposedly it's nothing like the movie.
So three?
Yeah, or two, whatever. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to like... I give you three in case you couldn't decide.
Okay.
If you want one, if you're like, this is the one, we'll get them.
Okay. Your question is, you gave me pick characters to represent. So we're going to do King of the Hill.
Okay.
The Fence Line.
Oh.
We had, what's her name? I wrote it down.
Hank, Dale, Boomhauer.
Bill, Boomhauer. But give me female Disney characters for that Fence Line.
I love you're getting more specific. Okay.
Yeah.
Cut the deck, sir.
All right. No Jack, no whammy, stop.
Ace?
An ace in the hole. All right.
You are
gotta talk like that.
You are like that.
I'm that weird guy now. All right. What do I play here, folks? I do something big. I'll do in the middle. Let's do a six.
16. That was a king for 16.
Now, that is a good move. Because
you
can't do the 15, obviously, because it's past that. So I like how you played that 10 right after
the six. Yeah, I do.
All right. 16. Put 8, 24. A little wiggle
29.
Room there. 29.
I went 5 for 29.
That's a good play. I don't have anything.
Go. I gotta go.
You gotta go for a point. I played 6 before. I'm gonna play it again. 6.
16.
And you put the 16 again. 4 is 20.
Last card.
Do you have a run there or no?
Oh, you thank you, sir. Yeah.
So
no.
No, because you put the 10. Okay. All right.
What do you got, man? Did you need a cut? Dang, that cut really helped you.
Oh, it did help me.
Yeah.
That's love it.
Yeah, short of a 7, that was your best cut.
So I have 8, 6, 6, 4. So 8, 6, and ace is 15 once, 15 twice. Pair is 6. Do I have 12?
That's it, but you went from 2 to 6 on an ace cut.
I like that.
I got King 5-5. Sorry, King 10, 5 5s are 15 2, 15 4, 15 6, 15 8, pairs 10.
Okay.
Matt, don't mess around.
When it comes to cards, you don't. Otherwise, you're next.
Then I'm messing around all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this could have been so much better. So I have 4, 2, 2, ace, ace. So a 10 cut would have been great or something. So I just literally have 2 pair for 4.
It's
pretty. Take one of these 2s out and give me a. Or take the 4 out and give me a 10. That would be huge.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't want that to happen because you're already what? 14 ahead of me?
Yeah, I'm at 25 and you're at 12.
Okay. So right,
I'm actually, so you want my King of the Hill.
Yeah. Boomhauer, Hank, Bill, right. Dale.
So if I'm doing Hank.
Okay.
I
mean, a classic one I would think of right away.
Oh, you do? That class one? So mine was going to be Mrs. Teapots from the. Mrs. Potts from. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay, never mind.
Especially when she's a human.
Yeah.
But either way, it would work, right?
Oh, yeah, they do at the end of the movie. I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in ages.
Let's see, like, that's what you should
watch.
I know,
I should,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, stop watching.
And they're short.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you rewatch terrible shows instead of watching a great movie.
What do you do, Paul? I watched all of a 10-season show.
Boomhauer is the, I believe it is the pink fairy godmother in Sleeping Beauty,
okay.
the goofiest one right there.
Okay. Does she ramble like?
Yeah,
she's
the one. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Dale.
Now Dale's the one with the sunglasses.
Yeah,
right?
He's like a secure, like kind of like crazy, little like conspiracy theory nut.
Like Bruce Dern in Burbs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I make connections, people. Continue on.
Okay. So seeing that is. That's a Pixar movie. Never mind. I'm doing Disney.
You could do a Pixar. I'll allow it.
I'm a particular.
All right.
Leave those two alone. They should.
I'll pick up my red flag. Okay.
So let me give me a second that one, and then the other one is Boomhauer, right?
Boomhauer. No, you said Boomhauer. I thought.
I did
fairy.
Dale.
The fairy.
Oh yeah, Boomhauer. Yeah. No. I was doing Dale.
Okay.
Not Dale. I mean, I was doing Bill.
Okay.
Bill's the fairy. Potts is Hank.
Yeah, okay.
Boomhauer, who is like the ladies' man, but is kind of a mumbler. I there's no evil to him, but I just feel like they have the weird same kind of creepy vibe.
Okay.
Cruella de Vil.
Okay, yeah.
And,
very lanky,
yeah,
too.
Lanky.
Yeah,
lanky. And, I forget her name.
Tell me the movie.
The Rescuers.
Oh, the mouse?
The mouse.
Janet, I don't know.
Actually, it might be Janet.
Is it Janet?
I think so. It would be my last one.
Okay.
All right. What are your 1 to 3 favorite movies to television?
Definitely. I mean, top would be. Although I watched it recently, I'm like, it's not as good as I remember. But Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that I watched.
Oh, really?
I watched.
You always give crap about that one. You actually like that one.
Well, recently I watched. I'm like, oh, it's not. You know how you watch something when you're a kid and you watch again? It's like, oh, it kind of ruins it. It's not as good as I remember. It's still okay, good. Oh, I watch that all the time. I got the toys. I got the.
Oh, yeah.
I got the grave where it's like a magic trick. You put him in and he disappears when you do the slide
action.
Had that
too. Yeah, I had that
too. Yeah. That'd be one. And then. Trying to think of movies. I don't know. Like I remember the Dumb and Dumber and the Mask. They weren't that great, to be honest.
I forgot there was a Dumber. I know there was a Mask, but I forgot about the Dumber.
You know when? I guess I'm just gonna go with Beetlejuice, but I want to talk. Like I wish they would have
not the real Ghostbusters. That's usually like everyone's like staple.
That is a good one too.
That's a good one.
That'll be my second one. But I wish I don't know why they didn't. I mean I know why they did because they want to keep it a franchise and keep it for adults. Maybe they should have done a Jurassic Park cartoon like. That would have been amazing. I mean, they have right now Camp Cretaceous and.
Yeah, I think there was a Jurassic Park cartoon that was on Cartoon Network that was like post the original trilogy, that was very unpopular. But it wasn't like a straight like one to one. We could look this up after we're done. Okay.
I'll look it up.
You wanted like a traditional.
I wanted it like when it, you know, came out in the 90s. Like that's when it came out.
Yeah.
So.
If I was doing mine for you guys, my two, I would have Beetlejuice. I would have Ghostbusters. This one I know is not great, but I loved it as a kid. Was the RoboCop one because it was just Inspector Gadget, but with guns.
Was it campy?
A little bit.
Okay.
It was like in the middle. Like
you like Conan though,
does,
didn't you?
Yeah. Would you, I guess. Would you? I love Conan. Yeah, we Conan.
Okay.
But like, did he have a gun and a bazooka? Sure. But he also had like rollerblades. Like, it was like
Robo rollerblades.
100%. Yeah. And he was kind of funny in the show.
Oh yeah, it's a kid show. You got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good answers.
Good answers. Okay. Good answers. Good answers. All right. Give me a cup.
We need a count, don't we? Or
no, we dealt.
Oh.
I gotta give you cards.
Sometimes I get confused because we have
some... And I cut.
You cut.
Yes.
See, this what? Yeah.
Some, makes sense.
So I like doing this format, but sometimes it totally messes up my chi.
Yeah.
And that I say chi because I can't say the SH word because this is a kid's show. And Matt, you're doing a great job not swearing so far.
Okay, so next question, though, for you.
Oh, Bane Rain. Good. Oh,
yeah.
Good cut. Next question. All right, since we kind of talked about this, you ready for mine or are you still looking at yours?
I'm looking at mine. I can do yours.
All right. So you don't say it right now, but I'll just tell you. All right. Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. not extreme Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, Futurama, or Lower Decks, which of those four cartoon series could merge with Mighty Max?
All right. You're going to remind me. So Lower Decks, Futurama...
Real Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice.
Okay. So here's one for you. All
right.
I want you to pick any Disney movie. It's got to be Disney.
Okay.
I want you to make it, like, adapt it into an anime. Like, an anime show. Like, hey, I'm going to do, like, three seasons of this.
So, all right. So there's anime. It's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Or Kitty. Or are you thinking, like, Hard R or, like, Teen?
You can pick whatever you want. My mind was, like, Teen, like, Dragon Ball or something like that.
Okay.
But if you want to do Hard R... Or if you want to do a video, a kid, why don't you give me your reason? I'm okay. As long as it's an anime style.
Okay, so it's a Disney, like the...
You gotta pick any Disney movie. Like, hey, I could flush this out, like... I'm gonna pick one that wouldn't work, like...
Disney animated, not like...
Yes, animated.
Okay.
Like if you would have picked The Jungle Book, and I'm gonna make it into like a kid movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Hello Kitty's be fun like that. But
okay.
Give me your pitch for what you think would work that way.
For anime. Okay.
All right.
So...
I start.
You start.
See, when I'm gonna play 110. You call my bluff. 29.
Go.
All right.
10.
18.
See, I played it that way because I saw that 10 was cut.
Wow.
I'm like, I have the other 10. I'm just going to play this because you can't go off of that.
Yeah, you're right. There's no way I had it.
So 10, 18, 28.
Go.
There we go.
7.
Last card.
You have a pretty decent answer.
I do. I have a really nice answer.
So I have 2 10s, a 9, an 8, and a 7. That's the big double run plus a 15-2 for 12.
All right. So I have 10, 10, queen 5 with the 10 cuts. So that's, what is it called? Pair royal?
Pair royal.
For 3 10s. So 6. And then I have 15 ones twice, 3 times, 4 times for 8. So 14.
The 14 hand, yeah.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Well, that's just how I roll.
He doesn't
9,
like you.
10, 11, 12. I can't count. 10, 11, 12, 13. Right here. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't count.
You know how you, so this is a, well, maybe you shouldn't think like I do.
Let me count the way I want to count.
How about this? You knew this was 15.
Wait, these go by fives?
So just do one less than three of them, and you have 14. He doesn't like you.
I add. I don't subtract and add.
All right, too bad. I don't like you either.
I don't like this either.
Zaha!
Zero hand again. I'm not even going to say what the cards are. It's just zero.
There we go. So right. You want me to merge Mighty Max with any of those characters. So,
and tell me, like, why. Why is it cohesive? Like,
so it was...
It works well.
It was Lord Dex. It was Futurama. It was...
Beetlejuice. And the real Ghostbusters.
And the real Ghostbusters. So I will give you... I think it would be the funnest version of it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Futurama. Because it would be fun and goofy that. And, like the idea of, like, him on... Like, how it would work is...
How would he get into that world?
It's simple. Like, there's a teleport action, and the Cap...
Okay.
The Cap merges with the Planet Express ship. So the Cap is literally the ship, so they have to fly through it.
Okay.
And they land like
Does it look like Planet Express ship, or does it look like a flying hat?
So it looks exactly like the Planet Express ship, but it has the hat's color paint there, and then the top would be like a beanie, a little beanie.
I like that.
Okay. That would be like that, but if you want to keep it as closest to, like, Mad Max theme, then...
Not Mad Max.
Not Mad Max, Mighty Max.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Would be Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, darker.
Just like where Beetlejuice has to, like... how would you change it is...
I like that though, but it
there would be a weird like spell that goes wrong.
Okay.
And the cap would like split and morph, where like it'd still be on his head.
Yeah.
But it's like part like it's color like half red and half black, and the other part would be like this red streak on Lydia's dress. And they have to be together holding hands to activate a portal.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And Beale just falls like around.
One or twins activate.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. And then Beale just goes with because, like, Lydia's gone, and then, like, we have the same group.
$1 million idea right there.
All right, man. Give me your Disney anime.
My Disney anime. I had an idea with The Lion King, but I'm like, I don't know. That's... I just like The Lion King.
You do love The Lion King.
But I don't think that's going to be a good answer. So let's do... anime classic. You know what would be awesome? Like, it totally would make it better too.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Robinsons. Like,
would you like
totally change it, like, really gritty,
yeah.
Make it dark, make it action packed, because Meet the Robinsons was a mess. Is that Disney?
That's Disney stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
It's one of the low points.
I want to save Disney with that one. But actually, you know what would be really good? Actually, Hercules or Tarzan. That would be awesome.
Those would be good tunes, too.
Tarzan would be amazing with all the anime, like Dragon Ball Z style of him flipping through the jungle, flipping through the trees, jumping off cliffs. Actually, Tarzan. Straight up Tarzan.
I got an idea for that right now.
Yeah.
It's Tarzan.
Yeah.
But a little Land of Lost, where like...
Ooh.
Where he's like...
Wait, which Land of Lost? The Will Ferrell great movie that you haven't seen and you never will watch?
No,
and
no,
I tell you,
I'm
hilarious.
I'm not watching it. Yeah, maybe.
Or the Saturday morning land.
So the idea is, like, he's in this jungle, and, it, like, the jungle he's in is, like, outside of time.
Yeah.
And him and Jane find their way out of the jungle finally, and it's like mech punk future. Like, it's like...
Okay.
Like the world's AI, and, like, robots, and, like...
You always bring in reboots somehow into
but,
these
things. But I'm saying it's like where there's just, like, no human... Like, all the humans are being hunted.
Okay.
And, like, his lack of knowledge of technology, his basicness of it,
yeah.
Like, makes him a hero. Like he's, like, running through, like, the buildings, and he's using, like, a stick. Like they hunt particle weapons.
Why are we not writing stuff?
I don't know. Because
we're too busy playing Kirk.
Like, the idea of, like, him, like, just throwing a spear, like, through, like a lens. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he's so primitive. It's I'm stealing it from Stargate, because they had that rule where they fight these really powerful aliens.
Oh, okay.
And the only reason,
yeah, I see where you're
and
going
only reason they can fight each other is because, like, their technology is so primitive they can't think like that. Like, they have all these robots that can, like, absorb all energy, but, like, they shot with a gun and it blows them apart. Like, they would never think to, like, throw metal at them. Like, like that idea where he's like leads a revolution. You know what it is? I just realized that I'm copying. I just reskinned Spider-Man Unlimited. instead of bestials and humans, it's robots.
I tried Spider-Man Unlimited.
I understand it's bad. I still like it. Yeah, I get it.
I get it.
All right.
Yours. Yes.
Give me a cup.
And a new pair of questions?
Yes, a new pair of questions. All right.
Good answers all around so far.
Yeah.
I like this. No? Yeah?
No, okay. I go in for you. All
right.
We're making a CSI or Law & Order style TV show.
Okay. Okay.
You need a chief, a head detective, at least one or two supporting cops,
this is a
lab.
Okay, this is a lot of...
Trim
it down there, Matt.
No, how about this? Pick 3 to 5 cartoon characters to, like, round out your cops. Like, who are your, like, cartoon...
My dragnet, okay.
Yeah, your dragnet force. Like, whatever reason. I really got it in my head, but I was like, yeah, like, who would be, like, I'm going to start a police show.
Okay.
You can pick any animated characters in there, and there's a lot of good detectives out there and things like that, or, like science guys.
I'm just going to go Rescue Rangers. There we go. No. I'll think of some other ones. All right. Sometimes I wrote some things down and I have to reread them because I don't know when I'm
saying. No, I skipped 2 questions because I don't understand what
I wrote. Okay, Futurama really, you know, plays on satire, like current events, old TV shows, old movies.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a really cool future-length movie that fits for just Bender and Fry?
I'll look. Can you use your pen in a second?
Sure, there you go.
Thank you. All right, I like that.
Yeah, cross them out so we don't say them over again. See, I'm looking at your shirt and I'm like, why do you have a fluorescent McDonald's? But I get those. You have to see a shirt to understand, folks.
It's a Psycho Bunny shirt.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All
we
right.
Good?
Yes.
All right. cross this out.
Soon. I realized I wrote the same question twice back to back.
You were really excited about saying that.
I guess I was. Okay. It was that stupid. What three favorite movies became studio? I wrote it twice.
I don't like this. Can you go. Different?
You start.
Seven is cut. No one wants a seven. Except if you're blasting.
So he's got a. That is a jack for 10. I'm gonna throw a 10 for 20. Let's see. You got a queen or a nine?
Did you hear my thing that I just said?
It's about Blossom. I don't know.
Wasn't her name Seven in the show?
It was six.
Oh, because
Seven's from Star Trek.
Because 7, 8, 9. That's right. You're scared us. I'm trying to recover it, and it's failing miserably.
I am. Whoa. That was Joy Lawrence. Yeah, this whole reference is for a very specific group of people.
All right.
20.
20. 30 for pair. Go. 2 points. And last card for a point.
10 with a 10.
20. Jack.
All right. 30 for a run for three. That's a queen.
Go.
And a go. You start, sir.
10.
Last card. Look at that. Who's he?
Yeah. I could have had something great.
Oh,
I have three jacks and a 10, so. And knobs, so 7 points.
So I have 2 tens, a 9, and a queen. Our hands were meant to be together. This is like the greatest. So I literally just have 2 points because I didn't complete my run.
Ooh, I like that.
And don't be so Paul about it.
That's my shtick, isn't it?
I have 2 kings, 2 twos, and a 7. So that is 4 points. Man, and Matt is slowing down.
That's what I like to see because I need to win. Last one, I lost. That's how we play. You win one, I win one.
Yeah, that's how it is. The listeners know I win them all and you describe it. So you want a Bender Fry team up movie, right?
Yeah.
So you want like a genre or like we're going to do a movie starring these two?
A movie.
Cause like
give me like just a little bit of like synopsis. Like what's the story about? It could be like the one sentence.
So for the record, the two that I think would just be the easiest and the funnest.
Yeah.
We're going to do Rush Hour again.
Okay.
Where Fry shows up to Robot Town.
Okay.
And like you know, like, and like he's the Jackie Chan.
Okay. Character,
he's like the, and then like, and Bender's the fast talking Chris Tucker type.
Okay.
I think that would just be really funny.
That would be good. I like
do
that.
Do you understand the words? He says, do you understand the words come out of my mouth? And he speaks in zeros and ones, like binary.
What do you next? What do you not understand? 0011000.
Yeah. This thing writes itself.
Okay.
The one that I think that Futurama would do, which I think they kind of really did, is Back to the Future. Doc and Phoebe Marty McFly.
Yeah, but they
kind of really did that, but yeah. But they need to do it straight through a DeLorean.
Okay.
Actually.
That'd be cool.
You had to do three-handed. Bender would be the DeLorean.
I was just going to say.
And then we bring the professor to be Doc, and then he gets to be Marty.
Okay. Bangarang.
Did they do that episode? I hope they did it. I don't know.
I haven't seen all the new ones, so maybe they did it in the
new ones. No, I see the new ones, so it's not that one. But okay, you have to answer mine. Well, who was your police force?
My police force. I'll say.
Hoping you got the guy I'm thinking.
So I'm going to. One is going to be one of the detectives, Basil U. Frankweiler.
That's what I was going to do.
Is that? 100%. Is that the one?
Yeah, I was in the Great Mouse Detective.
Great Mouse Detective.
That's when we were doing anime movies. I almost said we should do like a dark.
But
I want to spoil this question.
That movie is dark on its own.
Imagine like an anime version of that.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's Basil for sure.
The police chief, I think, was going to be Inspector Gadget, but he's going to be
I thought maybe
Hogan's
Penny
Heroes kind of like what's that?
A Penny maybe.
Penny? Well, Penny, yeah, Penny's...
Would it be funnier? Like, she's the chief and expect he's, like, one of your cops, you know?
Yeah, but I was going, like, the Mr. Magoo, like, slapstick, like, I'm going to mess everything up and everyone's trying to fix my problems. And then I'm going to put the scientist kind of person. I mean, even Basil's kind of the scientist, but, like, I'll put Cyborg from Teen Titans Go.
Oh, I like that.
Yep. And then I didn't put a female... So I should probably do that too. I don't know why it always goes that way. Like you always just go with the
males. You're sexist, I guess.
I'm trying not to be. I shouldn't do that. And then the last, we'll do 4. Is that okay?
I told you to do whatever you want.
All right.
My original way was like chief, your lead detective, and a couple supporting detectives.
Okay.
And then like a CSI.
And then we'll do what's his name? Doctor. What's his name? Did you say it has to be Disney or not?
Whatever you want.
Across
the board.
We'll go with, what's his name? From The Simpsons, the dying...
Oh, Dr. Frank? Professor Frank?
the glide.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So I was thinking for me.
So sorry, no women. I'm sorry, guys.
The Chief was gonna be Penny.
Okay.
Then my lead detective would be Basil. But my supporting like few detectives. Yeah. Three more. Darkwing Duck, April O'Neil, Lois Lane.
I should put Launchpad in there.
I thought. Then I wondered, as my SWAT team was gonna be Launchpad.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan for the Jackie Chan Adventures.
Forgot about that.
And then my science guy was also was going to be Professor Frank, or the professor from Future.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Paul, I'm not going to lie to you, but I have a possibility of a really good hand. Right now, it's not. Depends what you
cut.
What
do you need cut?
I need a 5.
Yeah, of course.
That's not what I asked.
It's a 2, folks.
Ew. All right, new question. So here, I got one for you that's a weird one. I hope you get it. So there was a trend for quite some time. A cartoon show that had a live action element, like a host. There was like Mario Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bozo the Clown. And a couple of other sessions. Like, they kicked it to live ones. Sell me a version of that, of like anything you want to make. Like, how would you, like, one now? Like, more like you need a theme.
Jumping nine. Super Mario Brothers show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, pitch me, like, a thing, like a character now that could be live action. Like, would it make sense to have, like, a.
But it's not fully. It's like, we're going to start the story, like,
remember
live
the show,
people.
Like, Shake, Rattle, Roll? Like, they have, like, a robot and they kicked to the cartoons, you know?
Okay.
Give me a host, a live action host. They,
okay.
It could be any theme. And okay. Then what cartoons we're doing, you know?
Okay. So, I mean, like, I'm not going to do this, but, like, all right. So, DuckTales. It's going to be, like, one of the characters in that show, and then you're going into the DuckTales. Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking more like, let's say, like, here's one I would do, like, God, this is so weird, but, like, you know, remember in Full House that Joey had, like, the talking...
Yeah, the jackal.
No, he had, like, the talking woodchuck, and he was, like, his character was, like...
Yeah,
a,
yeah.
He was, like, a park ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a park ranger, and he's thrown it to, like, Yogi Bear.
Okay, I got you now. Okay.
But it can be whatever you want. You can make up, or you can pick an existing character that's out in the world. Like, one that would just be fun for me is Keanu Reeves as Neil, just doing a bunch of, like, kung fu cartoons, you know?
Okay.
Like, kung fu food or something like that. Just something like that.
Okay, all right.
What do you got for me again?
All right, so I haven't watched this, but he put it on the list, so I've looked into it a little bit. The Venture Brothers.
Yes.
Is very much like a satire on Johnny Quest.
Yes, it hits everything, but it started with that, yes.
Okay, so tell me, I haven't watched the show, tell me one of the adventures that you remember in the show where Matt and Paul would survive and Matt and Paul will die. Not survive because
so
we're not
question.
That good.
I gotta ask a question. Are we being the Venture Brothers or are we just being in the show?
We are Matt and Paul. We were,
but are we replacing the Venture Brothers?
Yes, but we're not as good as them.
No, they die all the time, like every episode. They're cloned.
Really?
Over and over. It's a big thing in the show. You don't realize it because you've seen them die, that they've been cloned hundreds of times. Like, you've died.
Okay.
Because they are incompetent beyond the
show. See, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's one of the funny parts of the show. Like, kids would die in these kind of scenarios.
Okay.
And the dad, because the real main character is the dad.
Let's say it's Matt and Paul.
Okay. You would love the show. It just makes fun of all the things you like.
I'm watching Mighty Max, and I can't get away from Mighty Max.
And I know you can't.
I watched 500 times.
That, can't get away from Mighty Max or Katy Perry. They haunt you wherever you go.
Yeah, this is messing me up right now. But you are a firework.
I am a firework.
I don't know if this is picking up in the background.
It might be. We're right on the speaker. Who knows? All right, you start.
Cross that out so I remember. All right. Play 9.
I'm going to go
in the middle
19.
Again. And you did what I did. All right, good. I'm going to put the 10 for the run
of
3.
As soon as I did that, I was like, why did I do that?
So it's 29 plus so run 3 for run and last card for 4.
That was such a bad...
That was a bad
I know. Run. I had all these other 10s I could have played. 10.
18.
28. You could put any card with that. Would be fine.
29.
Go. My thought was I had a pair. I was like, you can't pair it up, you know? I'm
messing up your mind right now.
A little bit.
All right.
What do you got, sir?
I just have a run of 3.
Run for 3.
Yeah. 8, 9, 10.
I have 2 jacks, a queen, and a king, which is a double run for 8.
Of course you would.
You've been pegging me like crazy. I'm trying to catch up.
Kind of.
See, a 5 cut the road and great, and I threw a 4-6. And I was like, 5 would have been huge across the board. Both hands.
I see what you're saying.
So 6, 4, 3, 2. I have a 15-2, 15-4, and a run for 3 is 7.
Okay. That's better than 0
hands.
No,
yeah.
We've been getting a lot of 0 crib hands, which is actually
kind
of hard to do.
It's karma on you.
Usually you at least get like 2, maybe 4, no matter what.
No, A zero hand is really hard to get.
Yeah. Alright.
My question, for me, was, please refresh my memory. I know I had an answer.
So, what Adventure Brothers, what is an actual episode like Adventure where we, Matt and Paul, would have survived it and probably would have died?
All right. So, one that we probably would survive, there is a magical mystical episode because there is like a Doctor Strange character called Dr. Orpheus.
Okay.
And he's like, he like lives in their guest house and he's kind of poor all the time, but like he's like the,
Bless you.
So there's like a group on live on the complex or kind of like a family. He's like the only one who really has powers.
Okay.
They're like the main guy, Dr. Venture, is just a scientist who's really, really smart. They have this guy named Broxan who's like their bodyguard.
Okay.
And he's just like the world's biggest badass. Like he just carries a knife.
Language.
And
disclaimer.
And the two boys are just whatever. They're kind of, one's smart, one's not. But he's got magic, and they're trying to get, the one kid is like in a coma, and they're trying to get him out of his dream.
Okay.
And like Dr. Orpheus has got a threesome. He has his version of Wong, who's like a monk,
okay.
And they have their version of Blade, who's a vampire.
Vampire.
But he's a Blackula hunter. He only likes Blackulas.
Okay.
And his blood sugar goes.
Low. I mean, this is a
it's
kind of, this is a TVMA show, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And like his blood sugar goes low, and then he gets like his vampire powers because he's diabetic.
Science.
We would survive that one.
Okay.
It's a whole episode in someone's mind. We would not die there.
Okay.
We would not survive any other episode.
Okay, we would just die all the time. Yeah. Who would die first, you or me?
Me.
Really?
Yeah, because I think I would be the Hank character, and you'd be the Dean character. And Dean is like the nerdy one who actually like knows stuff. It's kind of like, another one thinks he's a superhero.
Yeah.
And just constantly almost dying. Like they don't die
kinda
every
like
episode.
The other guys were like, they jump off the building.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, we got this, and they, yeah. Okay.
They don't die in every episode. Like, in the first episode, I think the first season, they only die once.
Okay.
And you're not really sure they die or not, but it's revealed literally that Jim died so many times.
Okay.
Like, there's literally the base with just tons of clones.
Okay.
Because they just do that all the time.
Gotcha.
The thing, the best part of the show is the best characters and the ones you love the most are the villains. The character of the Monarch and his
henchmen.
Well,
usually that's the thing, like, in comics, too, like, Batman's cool, but you don't really care about Batman. You like the villains because they have so much of a better story.
So we're going to talk this later in a different episode, maybe. That is like the thing that ever says, oh, it's the villains of Batman, it's the villains of Batman. No, not for me. I find most of the villains of Batman, after the initial run, they have such great initial runs, but they were all, I have this theory, and I've said, other than the Joker,
I don't like
almost
Joker,
every no. other villain that has been made in Batman, kind of like Spider-Man, were meant to be disposable, to never return.
Again, okay.
They're not supposed to recur, and when they start recurring, it loses what was great. Mr. Freeze, because of his wife. Two-Face because of his affliction. After he pays to get his scars healed, he should be fine. Like, that happens when he breaks down again. Like, there's a few characters that wouldn't work for, like, the Riddler, but, like, Clayface, all these guys should be rehabilitated. It's their madness, and there's, like, the things that happen. Same with a lot of the Spider-Man villains. When they start coming back, like Two-Face...
It's the same thing over and over.
Two-Face, Scarecrow, Clayface, they should not have come back multiple times. So much like, I don't know, like Clayface joins the Bat family. He does get rehabilitated.
He does.
Yeah. Which is one of the best things to do. Which happens with Spider-Man. Sandman becomes an Avenger. And then like 10 years later, like, oh, remember he was a bad guy? Let's make him a bad guy again. Yeah. Like, you took away all the growth he had, you know? The Joker doesn't grow because he's anarchy personified, so he can show as many times as he wants. That's what he's supposed to be. I'm not saying he's a good villain. I'm just saying he is the villain to show up again.
No, I know what you're saying.
But like, I don't find I love new Batman villains every time they come out. Cora Isles came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they just, yeah, I like hearing the stories about
it. I don't like the Rogues Gallery. Like, Killer Croc and like that. Like they should be fixed. They're like,
okay.
There's a, like, also, like, there's multiple villains. If Bruce Wayne just helped them, they wouldn't have to do this. Mr. Freeze just needs money. Just give him money. Let him work on the research. Done. He's not terrorizing anywhere else. Harvey Dent just needs plastic surgery. Give him money. Like he could stop so many villains with just some money.
Yeah.
And, like, paying for his life. Yeah, he, like, some, like, you know, Firefly, yeah, I gotta stop. He likes burning stuff down. You know, like, you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't have that same type of, like, the villains. They're great villains. I just feel like, usually when they return, it diminishes their, like. Like, Ra's al Ghul makes sense. He should come back all the time. He has an agenda.
Right. And he's immortal.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like, he's not gonna. You know what I'm saying, right?
I get you.
I'm messing with you.
I get what you're slinging out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like a Superman villain or like a Fantastic Four. They have like more grandiose things. Doctor Doom is always, Magneto's always gonna come back. They might grow and get worse and better, but like they have reasons.
Right. What was your question again?
We even got to the question yet. I don't know what we talked about. My question was...
No, it was my question. You gave me a question.
We never even got that
far. Yeah, you did.
Not the CSI
team. Oh, no. It was the live action intro.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with kind of like... So what was the whole question? It was like, name a cartoon that's already there, and then...
If you want to invent it 100%, you can. I thought it would be easier to like pick a character and pick a cartoon and just like mash them up. Like, you
okay,
know, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is... I'm going to do kind of like the Svengoolie intro, Alfred Hitchcock intro, like,
yeah.
Greeting kids, we are going to, this 100%. Tale is going to be a suspenseful tale about murder and blah, blah,
are you
blah.
Doing Svengoolie? Is that the person you're doing?
Or? I'm going to do it, it kind of looks like Svengoolie, but talks more like Alfred Hitchcock walking in. You aren't, do you remember his
yeah.
show that he had?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to go with, I love this show. And it wasn't as scary as I thought watching again. It's like, kids, let's watch this. Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
There was an animated version of
this? Yes, it was so good.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was these like 20-minute tales about monsters. And
I mean, you could just use the Crypt Keeper.
You
like
could.
The, like the li-
you could.
The live-action version of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would be a great show.
I mean, literally it was that. It was,
oh, did it have a live-action?
It wasn't live-action. It was an animated version of them. But I loved Tales from the Crypt Keeper.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was a great show. It was ABC. One Saturday morning.
The fact that got... It's wild, the R-rated things they turned into,
I
like...
know.
Whatever. Okay, your next question, though, before we get too far out of here. Here, you're Paul Unger.
Yep.
You have been recruited by... And once again, I'm going to use this term, and this term was predates the group. ISIS from Archer. Archer's name was ISIS. The group was named ISIS.
Yeah, okay.
Who would you be? Just like, I want you to be in the like the group. Like you're like.
I'm in ISIS, or am I?
In Archer.
I shouldn't say that out loud right now.
On the show Archer, their spy group was called ISIS.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know what they changed to after that.
The agency.
The agency. But that's what it was. It's called. So you have now been recruited to Archer's group.
Okay.
How do you fit in there? Like, what are you in
am
that
I
group?
Am I myself, or am I picking one of the people to be?
You're yourself.
Okay.
How do you fit there? What is your job there? If you want to give yourself a weird, like, Archer quirk, you know, like,
okay.
I've been trained to do this, that's
okay.
fine. But how do you fit in this new group dynamic? What are you doing there, you know?
Okay. All
right.
Fair enough. All right.
There's a whole episode about, like, how they can't use that name anymore. Like, I remember the joke was, like, they lost the
that's
rights.
That's towards the end. Yeah.
Yeah, they lost, like, the naming rights and, like, someone bought it.
They went through a lot of transitions towards the end.
I haven't watched the last few seasons because I know
it's
like,
great.
Multiple seasons.
They do
a
wrap up.
Yeah, I know, multiple seasons were in his head, right? That using the coma.
Yeah. All right, so gargoyles. Let's see. We're talking about gargoyles.
Love gargoyles.
What did I say? Oh, the great thing about it, there's a progression of a story. Like all the characters are introduced for meaning to progress the whole story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This whole series is, there's a purpose to the end of the series.
It's
not like the cartoons were like, I don't know, like,
it
yeah, well, let's just
it,
have
it,
this episode.
And it's continuity.
And there's just this person and do nothing with it.
Yeah. Very rarely do they have one-offs in that show.
They do, but...
It's very rarely, very rarely.
Yeah, but it still works.
Yeah.
And progress the story. So what am I doing?
I don't know.
All right, fillers, what cartoon today focuses on story and the world within the series I wrote?
So you want to start that's not Monster of the Week that has a progressive... Most,
yeah, what is it?
I think most cartoons are like that now.
Yeah,
Red
you're
Focus
right.
Is like
yeah.
That. Like, yeah, I think there's a, like, so...
Let's hold on.
Yeah.
Let's do our cribbage, because
sure.
This is a cribbage podcast.
Yeah. All right, I start.
All right.
3, 8,
you put it. Alright,
what is happening now?
7.
7, 9 for 3. So I landed 2 guys and I got, and it's a run for 3. 9.
9.
14
4.
So guys, this is what I was hoping to happen. This is 15 for 6. That is a 5-point run. No, it's for 7. It's a 5-point run and 15-2. 7 points. Paul, do you have a 6-4-6? No, really?
Yeah.
So wait, so we're 21.
4-6. 6. Do you have a 7?
I don't. That'd be amazing.
So I have 7 points there.
And those will break it up. So we're gonna be at 24, but no
okay.
Going that way. Yeah.
And go, because.
Oh, that is crazy. That's some crazy pegging, guys.
So we went ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Holy cow.
That's good pegging.
Yeah. Right.
And I have last card. Jack,
wow.
So
wow,
one point there.
I don't know at home if you're excited as we are, but that is
we
That's kind of unheard of.
It doesn't happen a lot, but we've done it before. I like it.
All right. So I have one. I have two threes. I have two threes, a two, and a one, and the eight was cut, so I have 115.
Okay.
And I have a double run for 10. All
right. I have 4, 5, 6, and a jack, so I have a run of 3. 4, 5, 6 is 15 for two more points, so 5. And jack and 5 is 7 points, mm-hmm. and no knobs, so 7 points.
Okay.
All right. Give me something good.
Give Paul something good.
Give me a pair of eights. A jack 8, ace 10.
That's 2 points, my son.
I'm not your son.
Oh, but I am.
You're not my dad.
So I'm going to answer your question. I think that most shows after Gargoyles, I think Gargoyles was the tipping point. Like I think
it's like, let's do this.
There was two shows there that were almost the exact same time, but one doesn't count as much as the others.
Okay.
Batman the Animated Series did it, but they did have, but they
yeah,
had more.
Yeah, but it
they
didn't
more
progress
one-offs.
Like one story through. Like they might have had an arc, a story
yes.
arc, but not the whole series.
Well, I mean, once again, if the point of Batman in any form,
okay, fair
is
enough. I know where you're going with this.
Gotham is the main character, yeah. then yes. But Gargoyle was one of the ones that really kind of said, "Hey, kids can handle that." Yeah. I'll give that because I think some more adult like. Because Futurama was kind of tipping their toes in there at the time. Something was like that.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a whole story. Like, they connected things,
yes.
multiple episodes. This is like a
yes.
continuation
so
story.
So I would say that they're, for me, at least nowadays, I think the ones that do it the best. There's, I mean, I think there's three answers for me that I think have done it the best.
Okay.
Hands down, without a question. Avatar: Last Airbender.
Yeah, okay, yep, yep.
Steven Universe. So much so that they had to
I
do
still
a,
gotta watch that, yeah.
They had to do a sequel series that's a one season just literally to the like the whole thing happens.
To answer it's, everything?
No, to say like, hey, if you went through this horrible life,
yeah.
What kind of trauma would you be with that like 5 years
oh,
later?
Okay.
And it's like
wow,
still
that's
fun.
Deep.
It's deep. But yes. Yeah. It's all about that whole last season is like their therapy basically.
Wow. Okay.
And then a newer one that is different because it's anthology but still has the overall arc is Infinity Train, which I just found out is like locked away that you can't find anywhere now because it was on the last run of HBO Max saying like, hey, you can't see this anywhere. We've deleted it, you know, basically. Like, it's they still
what
have
is,
it.
HBO? Why do they do all this?
If you can find like a bootlegged or like a torn version of Infinity Train, it was one of the best cartoons of the last 10 years. It's so good.
Okay.
The train is overall like arc, but like, and you don't really understand the core purpose of it to like season 4, you keep learning a little bit more and more and more about this weird Infinity Train.
Yeah.
Because it keeps taking people out of their lives when they have some kind of turmoil, and you're just meant to like deal with it to go through the train. But if you don't, and some characters don't, they get left behind and they become horrible, monstrous versions of themselves and stuck there.
Interesting.
And very rarely do characters like season 1 and season 2, there's like only one character moves over, season 3 doesn't have any characters move over, and season 4 has like a couple from the previous season 1 and 2 again.
Okay.
But like it's but like the train, I guess, is the main character, and you don't really get what the train is until.
Okay, don't spoil it, because
I don't know. I don't know
when I'm gonna see it.
I don't know if I could. It's so complicated and weird. But also, you could watch with your kids. Because like
okay.
the darkness is like metaphorical.
Okay.
And it's like talking dogs and like
but
weird
I would
snakes.
Have, but it's not on HBO Max anymore.
It was up until recently because I know they were running on Adult Swim for a second, and now it's like because of tax breaks they've like taken off the air. I've heard from people you could find it in certain sites.
Okay.
Like some, it's out there, but it's not like an official.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
That was my question. Your question was.
I don't know. We have good conversations. And I just forget.
Yep.
Thanks for writing them down.
Yeah. Oh, who are you, an Archer, man? Who are you?
Oh, that's right.
I think it's a fun one.
Archer. It is a fun one.
Yeah.
And I totally. Lost my thought on that. That's not a 7. I'm an archer. I am. I'm married, and I'm just. It's. I don't have a crush on her or anything like that. But I would be. I would be one of the two. I'd be the on again, off again. Boyfriend to Lana
okay.
that totally messes with Archer.
I like that.
Or I'd be the, I don't want to say love slave to Archer's mom.
Oh, there you go.
Every once in a while.
There you go.
I just would be like the character that messes with Archer.
So I thought the exact opposite for you.
Okay.
I thought either you'd be like the guy who's in charge of like the weapons, or like the official like armory guy, or the official like.
So I'm like Q.
No. Like literally, just like, hey, we don't get guns; they keep in a locker, or like in charge of like the dry thing. But like that is like you have like a pretty basic job there, but we find out later on, like, oh, my best friend Paul. Like you guys go hang out all the time, like, and you're like the most normal guy in the group, you know?
That's true. I would be.
Like there's a lot of the cutaway scenes of him like getting a gun and him just like you guys like talking about like. So you've been watching Lost, like things like that, like, and like everyone's like, who's Paul? Who's my best friend Paul? Like,
the
character
answer.
Would be introduced like when they're like he gets married to Lana and he has to get a best man. And it was like, what do you mean it's not gonna be like?
It's not gonna be Paul.
He tells you it's gonna be Paul, and they're all like, who's Paul? Like, no one else in the world knows the guy who gives the gun guy who hands us our guns. Orders. He goes, yeah, I didn't even know his last name. Goes, oh yeah, we talk about that. There's all these flashbacks. You just like. Just hanging out.
I'm gonna talk to Netflix. Be like, I got a character. You put him. He's not Hulu. In. What?
That's Hulu. It's on Netflix.
No, Netflix bought it and they're gonna do a new season.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
All right. So they ended it on Hulu, but
they bought it.
Netflix picked it up, so you can watch it all on Netflix right now, and they're gonna do a new season. Actually.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. All right, I gotta give you two cards.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you this. All right.
It's not, I thought we were way low. I mean, this is going to be our longest episode.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought we were way farther away.
We're having
like,
a good conversation.
Yeah. It's great content. We're fine.
But give me drink a cup. Drink cup coffee, people. We're only halfway there.
No, one more. You forget. It's right here.
Oh, sure. All right. Okay, some better, I guess. All right.
Okay. All right.
My question.
Yeah, what do you got? A question for me?
Easy one, so we can move along a little bit. What Tiny Toons character did you love? Which one did you hate?
Okay. I have a couple of goals here. You don't have to do them all, but okay. I want you to pick at least three Transformers.
Got it.
And update them for today's technology. Like, they're no longer like a semi-truck or a boombox. Like, what do they transform into? You pick anyone you want. And they're not beasts or animals. Like, hey, when they land now, what would they look like?
Okay.
All right, you start, sir.
I know which one I would update right away.
Yeah.
I see a 9 that was cut, so I'll put an 8.
18.
Okay, good. I like it. 18. 24. Put a 6 down there.
Alright, 24. 29.
31.
You suck.
I don't. I play
10.
11.
21. Last card.
Yep.
Oh. And then that helps a little bit.
Yeah, it does. So I have 8, 6, 2, 1. So I have 15 ones with the 8, 6, 1. 15 twice with the 9, 6.
That's it, man.
8. Yeah. 4.
4, yeah. I have 2 kings, a 10 and a 5, so 15, 24, 15, 2
kings.
6. There's 8. How dare you use that against me? Oh.
Bad?
I have king, jack, 6, 8, a 9, 10. So I just have a 15, 2.
Good. Because you have a commanding lead right here.
So your question for me, once again, was...
favorite Tiny Toons character, and least favorite. There's so many characters.
Yeah,
that was
Taz,
Dizzy Devil.
Dizzy Devil.
That was your favorite, or at least?
Favorite.
Okay.
Least.
And why? Wait, why?
I like Anarchy.
Okay.
And my least favorite was, so long since I watched Tiny Toons, I don't know the name. Who's the young Daffy Duck?
Plucky,
yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I also don't like Daffy Duck.
Okay.
I don't like that character.
Yeah, I Dizzy Devil, I like. I want to say Frank Welker did the voice. I don't know. Because Frank Welker did so many voices.
Okay.
Frank, do you know who Frank Welker
no.
is?
No.
He is the voice of Fred and Scooby.
Oh, okay.
He's the voice of Megatron.
Okay.
He's the voice of...
All right.
No, wait, I got to say more. What's his name? The dog in Gargoyles, Bronx.
Okay.
He does a lot of animal voices,
okay.
too.
Okay, all right.
But he's been around for ages. Anyways,
question. Three Transformers. Give me a couple right. Transformers.
So, Megatron always turned into a gun.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of surprising for a kid's show.
Yeah, it could be whatever you want. So, what technology would make sense? Because he was like a bazooka in the beginning, which made sense. The bazookas were big, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. He would turn into probably a drone.
I was thinking drone, yeah.
Yeah.
Drone would make
That'd
sense.
That'd be a good one. Soundwave.
Yeah.
I do not like what they did with Soundwave in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Bruckheimer ones. So Soundwave was a boombox, basically.
Yeah.
That shot out cassettes. So he would be I mean, you could go with MP3 player, I guess, to be an iPhone, right? Or something like that.
DJ tables.
DJ tables. There we go.
There you go. You know what I'm talking about.
DJ Soundwave.
Yeah.
I like that. See, that's why we talk. Because piggyback and like make it even better.
You make it better.
All right. And then the third one. I don't want to do Bumblebee. Who else would be good? I would say, all right, so Ravage was an actual cassette that went into Soundwave.
Yeah.
So I would say Ravage, and Ravage would be Turbine.
Okay.
Because he ravages stuff.
Sure.
There we go.
Done. Love it. Never a breakable flush, but...
Ooh, you're going to do it.
It's insanity.
Okay.
I would... It'd be less points, but also, like, the potential on this hand... If a certain card's cut, the game's over.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. So you have runs going right now. All right, so...
No, not even yet. A potential run.
Okay, well, then I'm figuring out my hand here. Should I do low cards or not, then? Try and peg. I'll do the... it's mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I should do this. Silly Paul. All right. Cut. And then look at your questions and give me a question, my sir.
That's not it.
No, King was... I like the picture on there. King was cut. I got a thing question for you. All right.
All right, I have one for you. What are the three most overrated cartoon series of all time? Gets hype and love, you're like, I don't get it. You know?
Oh, good question. Okay. Animaniacs. I learned so much. It was a very educational show, actually.
Let's name all the countries.
Because, let's exactly. Do it. Great Big Universe. That's a great song. That's not the song you're talking about.
No.
What's my question? My question is, what is something... You're already kind of answering it, so don't answer anymore. What's something educational you learned in Animaniacs?
Okay, sure. There you go.
You go, because...
Four.
Let's try it. Seven?
13?
13. Thirteen. 18 for four.
Yeah, 18 for four. 22 for three.
No, because you did the 3, 4, 5. No, 6, 4.
Six, five.
So what is it?
22. If you have a three or a seven, it would connect.
No, you went first.
I broke up the original run.
No, because 3, 4, 6, 4 is still a run.
Yes, I don't get three.
So
yet.
If I put a 2, that's a run.
No, because I think 3 is out of connection. It went 3, 4, 5.
No.
4, 3.
Yeah.
6, 5, 4.
3 is still.
No, this 4 breaks it off. It's
there's a 4 right there.
It's not spaced that way.
It doesn't matter if there's still 4.
They have to be in concession order. If you break the run, it doesn't, like, you can't skip back.
Yeah, you can. We've done that all the time.
No. I start the 4.
Yes.
Then you went 3.
Let's go backwards.
Okay.
So.
4, 3.
4, 3. Okay.
6.
And I put
5. So that's 4, right?
Yeah. So 5, 6.
But the 6 went after the 3.
Okay, but still, 3, 6, 5, 4. It's still something. It's still a run.
I get that.
Yeah.
I'm saying is, or then I get 4 then if you were going to count that one,
yeah.
Not 3. All right.
Don't we always play that way?
I don't think so. But all right, if we don't do it like this, man, because once you break a run, it's fine.
All right, we'll look into this, folks, for you. I'm laying a 2.
Okay.
For 4.
Okay.
All right.
For sure can't do it wrong. Unless you have a 3. If it only be a 3, it won't be retroactive all the way back.
No, because the 4 breaks it up right here.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have a 2, so last card. Okay.
Okay.
Don't shake your head at me.
I think you're wrong, but okay. I just have 3, 4 as a 6. So 5's cut, the game's over.
You and your fives.
I could have had a flush, so I broke a flush, yeah. But I only have the 4 points. So I have a pair royal for six.
I have 3, 5, 2, 2, so I have 15 once, 15 twice, 15 three times, and a pair for eight?
Yes.
Okay. So, alright, and nothing good here. Nothing good. 10, 9, jack, 7. So,
zero. Seven.
Stop that. You're confusing our listeners.
Confusing me. All right. What was your question for me again? I'm sorry.
It was was something educational you learned in anime?
One, children can't be trusted.
Mindy and Buttons?
Yeah, she runs everywhere. Can never trust a child.
I like that.
That's an easy one. One. Two, all nurses are hot.
Hello nurse.
And I think you want a real thing, right? You're not just saying something funny?
Oh, no, it could be anything.
I said I love him.
I mean, they did a lot of historical characters. They did, like you said, the countries of the world.
The countries of the world was a big one for me, but I kind of knew that because I was a big fan of Carmen Sandiego.
Okay.
But I would say, Alvis. I don't know specific.
Yeah.
But I feel like I learned a lot more about, like, Eastern Europe and, like, World War II and, like, Cold War stuff through them. Like,
they
made a ton of references to that stuff.
There's a lot of stories of that, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that would be the one thing that was actually learned. Like, what are
So I learned, you know, not book smarts, street smarts from Randy Bemis's mom. Once said this. There are some Randy Bemis's moms. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So a kid walks out of his house and comes to you, kind of breaks the fourth wall on the sidewalk and says, one time Randy Bemis's mom did this. So there's this one, I can't believe, like, they wrote this in. It was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give me too many cards?
No. Yeah. All
right. One time, Randy Bemis's mom was having this dream, and this dog was licking her toes, and then she woke up, and it was some guy licking her toes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Maybe I thought that was funny when I was younger, but now as an adult,
funny.
I'm like, I can't believe they put that in there for a kid show.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's still good. It's still good. What is that from? It's
Simpsons.
Gone. Yep, it's gone, Dad.
I use it all the time. It's a little airborne. It's still good.
Hey,
right. You don't make friends with Sal. What are the three most overrated cartoon series of all time, baby?
So you kind of just referenced this. I'm saying this as them currently, The Simpsons.
Sure. I mean,
because the new stuff is just not good.
I give them the credit for their groundbreaking, what they did for it, but yes.
In the beginning is great.
First 15 years, I'd give them the whole thing.
Yeah.
I joked off like season 9, but like, there was diminishes.
So another one that I think is overrated, reboot.
No one likes reboot.
I will give it a chance after now I know about skip season 1. And then the third one that's overrated is...
I still don't think you'll like it, so don't watch reboot. Watch other things. They're so much better.
I don't know. Like, I generally like a lot of cartoons, and I'll give them a chance. So I can't really answer.
But
the
ones are just like, okay. I'll give you one. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe's great.
Okay, I think
it's all right. Was the live action?
I didn't
movie,
even like it. It was a kid. I thought it was overrated. Like this is dumb.
So, okay. That's fair, but I will say, did the live-action movies, everyone's
never
like...
Never seen them.
Everyone's like, this is crazy bananas stupid. And like, have you seen the show, the cartoon? That's what G.I. Joe was. It was crazy, off-the-wall bananas, like, yes, let's have a submarine turn into a flying contraption and then put a net around a space shuttle. Like, yeah, that's G.I. Joe. They can do what normal armies can't do.
Okay.
So, I will disagree with that, but I can see where you're coming with that.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't think of any.
The three that are going to be that I just never got. Like, I'd say G.I. Joe, Eddie. I think it's just like people consider that like such a great show. I'm like, that's fine. And Johnny Bravo. Those are three that I think are not as good as they get the credit for.
You know who does Johnny Bravo's voice?
I don't know.
Bender.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess overrated ones would be towards the end of One Saturday Morning. 2000s. Sure. Like, these shows are not good.
Okay.
So there you go. Sorry, I couldn't answer a little
bit
more.
You did a terrible job in answering this question.
Hey, it's the end of the close to the end.
Cut the deck.
I gotta cut the deck?
Yeah.
All right.
You done, son. You done.
Yeah, well, I don't... I have an okay hand.
All right, your question, though. All right.
Last question, I think.
I know, I got a whole bunch of good questions.
So look at all your questions and pick the one that you want.
I mean, the funny one would be, give me the top five hottest cartoon characters.
I could do that.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. I had some other, like, more thought-provoking ones about South Park and stuff. I'm like, this is fun. We're doing this show.
I want you to close off singing as much of the DuckTales theme song as possible.
I couldn't.
No?
Dun, 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 airplane.
I want you to just try it. Okay. It'd be funny.
I can do all the Darkwing Duck.
I'll help you. Then do the Darkwing
Duck. No, we'll do that with the DuckTales.
Okay.
I mean,
that's the thing about those shows. You, like, the theme songs were so iconic.
Like, I could do the Ninja Turtles for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do whatever you which one you want.
You start.
All right. 10?
15-2. Elton 5, guys, on his 10.
25.
29.
Go.
31 for 2. Guys, this is how we're doing it today.
Yeah, well, you're out anyway, so.
I want as much points as I can get. 12.
Nine. Last card, 8.
I got a double run.
I know, well. Oh, I get a count first.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't.
He's got 10, 10, 9, 8. He's got the one. I have the big double run for 10 plus 15,
so tell
2.
All the cards so that they know.
5, 4, 4, 3, 2.
With a four cut.
With a four cut. So that's a big double run for 10 plus 1, 15, all right? And so that's 12, and I only need a 9, so I'm out.
Okay.
Plus my crib, I bet it was huge. My crib was not good. It was 2. But either way, I'm all for that. But you asked me to sing a song. Living in the dark.
Okay, let me start.
It's like, yeah.
Doom, 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 like doom, 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 doom.
How does it start?
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars,
airplanes,
lasers, airplanes. Saw duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history.
DuckTales. Woo! There we go. Yeah. The thing is, if it was on, I could sing with it right away. I told you before, I have not watched DuckTales in forever.
I know, but it should be like ingrained in your brain.
You're wearing a DuckTales t-shirt.
I am wearing it, actually. I didn't even realize
You are as greedy as Scrooge McDuck. I'll give you that. You're
greedy in a good way.
No, in a terrible, awful way that puts everyone around you in pain and misery.
I can't stand next to this guy.
top five hottest characters.
Top five. Okay.
That must be in order. Just...
Princess What's-Her-Name from Earthworm Jim.
I don't know that.
Literally, her name is Princess What's-Her-Name.
Okay, I don't think
they don't.
It was a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's bananas. It is a great cartoon.
I mean, like in the show.
What's that?
I like the show.
Yeah.
I mean, the, not show,
the... The game.
The game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone just walked in. That's what you heard. Hey-o. I like Ariel.
Okay.
I wish she would not have been a teenager, because it kind of feel weird saying that now.
16 and
that now? Yeah.
Like, here's the thing about that. Nothing in that movie screams that she's a teenager. Like,
yeah.
The prince,
yeah.
You think,
yeah,
that, like, he's got to be, like, he's ruling a nation. She, like, as a kid, you think that's an adult.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you, though.
Next one, Lana from Archer.
Oh, yeah, Lana from Archer.
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay.
I feel...
I'm waiting for,
I kind of feel creepy saying all these now.
That's fine.
Okay. Two other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we started doing this, I'm not saying... She's hot or anything.
Okay.
But Matt's like, what was your question with that again?
Which anime forked character? Like, so like that means like for a record, on my list, Lolo Bunny is on there.
Okay, yeah.
But we were asking which anime forked animal character
you think was cute? Really?
I'm saying who's the hottest one?
I didn't say it.
I said hot,
but I said
I think the right answer.
She has big eyes. Big eyes usually are cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so I need two more. Jane from Tarzan.
Okay.
Because there was Tarzan cartoon.
And also, like, your type. It's a very Natalie Portman type.
Yeah. And then...
Paul likes small women. Like, they look fragile. Like, if you touch them, they break the glass.
Okay. Now, you're going a little far there, but...
I know your type.
All right.
They're above 89 pounds. Paul's like, no.
And then...
You should fit in his pocket.
Was she my mountain dungeon dragons or something?
No, but it's a little joke. It's like, oh, you're so cute, I'm going to put you in my pocket and keep you, you know?
There's many. I mean, there's Jessica... I don't like...
I thought you said Jessica Rabbit. I thought it was okay.
Jessica Rabbit. I kind of thought the girl... I mean, once again, I say she's an adult in the show. Carmen Sandiego,
yeah.
The girl in Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, I thought you meant Carmen Sandiego. So if we're just doing women. Easy. Just a rabbit. Elastigirl, baby.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Eh.
She's thick.
I know you.
April O'Neil.
Oh, April O'Neil? What am I
laughing? Yeah, April O'Neil. Oh, I was like, geez. That's like, yeah. For sure.
You see, there's so many great cartoons. You just...
I forget her name. You know, I hate the show. Is it Crimson Council? What is the redhead in G.I. Joe? The bat in the
enclosure.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know.
She wears glasses and stuff. Yeah. She's like small. Yeah.
She's the main character in the movies.
Yeah. Oh, she? Yeah. And then, okay.
Oh. Rogue from X-Men.
I was about to say Rogue from X-Men, yeah. And Yasha.
Is there like...
Detective Montoya from Dark Girls.
Yeah, you
she
like,
can get it.
So here's the thing. Tell me if I'm right. But I feel like there's like this community of like, yeah, Rogue's just flat out. Just everyone likes Rogue. Everyone
she's,
thinks.
Like that's, yeah, she's supposed to.
Like so guys like, just like, yeah, awesome.
Well, also, when they drew originally, because you couldn't touch her. They made her so over the top to like...
She's
the,
unattainable.
The untainable. How does one alive can't touch anyone?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that was the... I get the joke, you know, that joke, okay. Like the, you know, the...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, like, the hottest woman alive is untouchable. Like, yeah. Literally untouchable.
I like that.
And do comic nerds who can't get good hot girls on, like, empathize with that? For sure.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, yeah, I get the point. So, yeah. They definitely... In all knowledge, you know, she has been that way. They brought that up. Okay, so... Man, such good hands. Fantastic. But I won again.
Yes, you did. Congratulations.
So at this week, though, we do have a couple segments. We always do our Pegtastic Person of the Week, who's got the best, coolest cribbage board we've seen recently. And I found one real recently that was fantastic. There's a guy on Instagram, and I don't know how you pronounce his name, but it's I-T-I-N-K-R. I think it's It Inker.
Maybe.
He does cribbage boards in realistic to scale other sports, like stadiums. Like, here's a baseball one.
Oh, that's amazing.
He does like all these like hockey rinks.
So like the trail of the peg holes are the stands around the baseball field.
Yeah.
And that baseball field looks like a bird's eye view. Like, is that real?
He also does one like a pool table. It's really cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
He does some really cool stuff. And he's a woodworker by trade. So
okay.
Hats off to you.
Good job.
His name is Neil Enbach. He's a storyteller, author, actor, singer, artist, filmmaker, photographer, craftsman, merchant. A lot of stuff.
Jack of all trades.
But makes some really, really cool stuff. So that one is our Pegtastic Person of the Week. And this week in crib culture, we kind of shoot out what's going around, what's happening. Out in Los Angeles, there is this startup company that's happening, and their name is Only Then Studios. That is a Kickstarter that's making a new type of cribbage game. It's called Wicked Cribbage. These two friends from Alaska invented it during COVID with themselves.
Okay.
It's like a cribbage spinoff with like some more rules and like kind of stuff like we would do.
So
like,
how do you spell it?
Wicked.
Wicked?
Cribbage.
Oh, Wicked.
Yeah.
I said Quicked or something?
No, Wicked Cribbage.
Like the play, okay.
If you look online, you can order their game, it comes with a board, like it's like at different points. It's like certain hands are like bonus points, like that. It's like some people, like if we have too much time, like would be you should get the extra if you can do this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like they've invented the extra rules and a different board to get more points.
That's
like
cool.
That.
Good job, guys.
And they've been doing it this year out of LA. You can find them on there, go to Kickstarter. Only Then Studios is the website. And they make this and the game is at Mesa Top Games. You can get on their website too.
Okay.
So that is them. Good job, guys. Thanks for always expanding cribbage. We love that. So that's what we have right here. But time's almost up, so we just have time.
We went a little longer, yeah.
So just the tip on.
Just the tip, because we went a little long.
I'm being clean. I'm not saying what I want to say.
My tip is... never do what Matt does and go with all the same color and flushes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Controversial.
You want more points, don't go for flushes.
He's not wrong. I do that out of superstition. But I beat Paul more often than not, so I think you should go what I do. But we're running out of time, so if you guys enjoy us, thanks for listening. And I forgot social media.
Yeah.
If you want to find us, we are Pegging with Paul on Instagram. That's pegging_with_Paul. I am Not That Maddie on Instagram and X. I am Garlic Bread Baron on Snapchat and TikTok. and Mac Mirror on Facebook, and Mr. Sister Podcast, Baron 3D on Instagram, the best way. Everyone, right, just listen to us.
Yeah.
Paul, how do they find you?
I am Paul Unger Draws. All one word, Paul Unger Draws on Instagram.
There we go. Until next time, keep doing what Paul does and pegging those holes.